Surrender to this moment as it is means letting go of any concept you have about this moment, any interpretation you have about this moment in the head. And that includes the concept of me being alone in the head, of me being lonely, of me not having anybody in my life. And simply be there, not as a person, but as consciousness, as an intense conscious presence. So the pain of loneliness is similar to other kinds of pain or events that are painful. It can actually force you, allow it, if you allow it, force you into presence, because being with yourself becomes intolerable. Living with this lonely me becomes intolerable. As part of my unhappiness and depression, I also experienced frequently painful loneliness. And I have a vague memory of what that feels like. Yes, there can be great pain. So allow it to force you into utter and complete presence, so that the concept of me as being lonely, the conceptual identity in the head, I'm a lonely person, I have no one. They all have somebody, other people, they all have someone, says the lonely me. I don't have anyone. So that is no longer what gives you your sense of self. Allow it to dissolve the person. This is what pain can do when it's used rightly, when it's allowed. It dissolves the personal sense of self, and all that remains is presence. It is just this moment, sense perceptions, energy field in the body, and the field of awareness, just this. And you look around, do things, walk, watch. And then out of that you may find that on an external level, some action may come that you had not thought of before, that hadn't, because you were trapped in a kind of conceptual prison. It's always the same. So you may find yourself stepping out, if that is possible, we don't know. You may find yourself helping other lonely people, talking to other lonely people, pointing out to them certain things. The world is full of them. They're everywhere. There have never been more lonely people than now. Loneliness perhaps is a relatively recent phenomenon even for humanity. In the past, one's identity was very tribal, and if you were expelled from the tribe, you would die. Being expelled from the tribe in most cases meant death. Not just physical, psychologically you would die. And then later on, when there were not tribes anymore but social groups, those lonely outsiders very often were those through whom breakthroughs came into this world, because they were forced to go deeper. Those who didn't fit in for one reason or another, those who felt so lonely that they were forced deeper into the vertical dimension within rather than seeking some kind of solution on the horizontal dimension, in more relationships, whatever. So there's great possibility in loneliness.